safe. You are always with someone. You are not often alone. Time feels palpable. You can touch it. It clings to your face and you breathe it in. When you move through the building, it is always with someone. Movement is slow, like the time, like treacle. He unlocks the door with a bunch of large metal keys. You both move through. He locks the door with the keys. You move on. He unlocks another door with a bunch of large metal keys. You both move through. He locks the door with the keys. It all takes such a long time and repeats and repeats. Inside, it is calm. There is very little sound. Noise and conversation hang heavy, suspended in the thixotropic void. When I meet the inmates, they all seem so young, so ordinary, so small. My son, my brother, my friend, my partner. Don't engage with the prisoners. Yes, be friendly, but be careful what you say. They can find out your entire history and personal setup by stitching together tiny threads and patches of random conversation. The air, space, and place feel heavier and more closed in. More doors, more keys, the clunk and thud of a closing. Do you know what the boys enjoy doing most? Says a warden. They love sewing, stitching together sample shapes of teddy bears, dogs, cats with big stitches. I think there is a latent anger, a secret malevolency in sharp, stabbed stitching, a meditative ritual. It creates for the inmates a sense of connection with their home, their partners, their children, says the warden. Why would you want to leave such a safe, secure, benign environment, I wonder? Outside, the air is fresh, breezy, uncontained, and the spring sunshine bouncing off the high brick wall feels light and special on my face.
Hallelujah. I don't see what you are in the world.